السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Huzur says, in my last sermon, I had mentioned the perfect reflection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of God's attribute of Rauf and Rahim. And Allah has addressed him as such. Who for his own followers and for others had great passion for mercy. The life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is full of such incidents when even on minor matters his passion of mercy is precipitated, and by feeling the pain of mankind, this Rahmatul Alameen and Rauf and Rahim was used to become restless to help them and to remove their suffering. In my last sermon, I had put before you some examples from ahadith, and today I will put before you some other ahadith which present different examples which put light on his practice and his life. But the opponents still say that he was deprived of passion of mercy. We shall see that there are some such minor matters which in the eyes of the world, for such a person who has reached such a high station and who their believers are ready to sacrifice everything for them, for him, and no one can ever think of it if he was not, or he was what the opponents claim. His followers' passion which was for him in the eyes of the world, it may be considered madness. But in the field of deep love, this is the extreme and the climax of it. And I will put you one of the example which even the other people had felt, and they said, you cannot fight such people who love him so madly that they catch the water of his ablution before it falls on the ground. And if there was any worldly person, then rather than having the feelings of love and compassion, he will become self-conceited. But may our life be a sacrifice for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that despite this, with his passion of compassion, he was trying, he was giving sacrifices upon sacrifices to show mercy to them, and he was taking them under his shelter of mercy, and he is teaching them the methods of attracting Allah's mercy. He was becoming restless with the thought that I may not hurt anyone, and Allah has called me Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the mercy for all the worlds. Then there should only be the mercy and compassion which should reach others. For the believers, he was praying for the mercy and forgiveness for the believers, and he was becoming restless and anxious for their suffering. There is not a single person who could ever compete with his mercy and compassion, or could even show a millionth part of his mercy. I will put before you an incident of his mercy and love, which apparently looks minor. But for a minor servant of his, it paints such a picture of his mercy and compassion that even with the person who shows highest mercy cannot present even the thousandth part of it. Hazrat Abu Bakr reports from someone that on the day of the Battle of Hunain, there was the path of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was narrowed, and I was wearing a leather shoes, and my foot pressed on his on the foot of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he quickly put it away. And the Holy Prophet said, you have hurt me, take your shoe away. But I could not sleep, and I was worried all night that I had hurt the Holy Prophet. In the morning, a visitor came and asked for me, and I accompanied him. And we visited the Holy Prophet, and the Holy Prophet addressed me and said, that yesterday with your shoe you had pressed my foot and had hurt my foot, but I had pushed you away, the little what hurt you with this little a little rope or something. And he said that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that you can take your revenge by freeing his foot. He had pushed the foot of the person away. And the whole night the Holy Prophet ﷺ said it could be a little lash, but I had hit him and he must have hurt. He never felt his own suffering and own pain. But the whosoever he put a hit with a lash, the person could not sleep all night that I had hurt the Holy Prophet ﷺ. But this personified mercy, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says this is the reward for it. You can take this gift from me. So you can see that a villager who came to his gathering, who did not know anything about etiquettes, when a people used to pride over their rough behavior, but despite that, what was the compassion which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met him and satisfied his need? Hazrat Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that I was accompanied the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was wearing a sheet, and a villager pulled it so hard that it made mark on his on the Holy Prophet's neck, and he said, "O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever property Allah has blessed you with, would you put it on my camels? You will not give me from your own property or your property of your father." The Holy Prophet ﷺ was silent for a while and he said, "Al-malu malullahi wa ana abduhu," that all property belongs to God and I am only his servant. And then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "You have hurt me. I will take revenge for that." The villager said, "Please don't do that." The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Why should I not take revenge?" The villager said, "Because you do not take revenge of evil with evil." At this the Holy Prophet ﷺ smiled and said that put the dates and grain over his camels. So this rough man knew that whatever way I could treat him and speak to him, because this personified mercy will only show compassion and overlook my fault and show mercy. Then to remind the believers to always remember Allah so that they can continue to share in Allah's mercy, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded them in various ways. Whatever the punishment the previous nations and people had felt, and because of which their name was totally effaced from the history, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had realized that, and that these people may not suffer, those who do not believe me. So whenever there was a wind or rain, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to seek Allah's mercy and would engage in prayer and would advise the Muslims to seek Allah's mercy and beg for it, that this hurricane or rain that is coming, it may not bring Allah's displeasure and Allah's punishment. So whenever the Holy Prophet ﷺ saw the wind or the rain, he used to ask for Allah's mercy. It is reported that the Holy Prophet said, do not blame the wind, where it is Allah's mercy, but it can bring both harm and good. And so you always should seek its good from Allah and seek protection from its harm. Utba bin Rawah heard the Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with both, that whenever there was wind or clouds, there should be restlessness on his face. And when the rain came down, he used to become pleased and he was no longer worried. Hazrat Aisha says, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that I fear that it may be a punishment which could fall on my ummah. And when he saw the rain, he would see it's a compassion of Allah. Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ also taught prayers in this regard. One prayer he taught us that when you see wind or Allahumma inni asaluka khairuha wa khairu ma fiha wa khairu ma ursilat bihi wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha wa sharri ma ursilat bih. That, O Allah, I seek good from it, and I seek that good for which it has been sent, and I also seek protection from its harm which it carries. And then Allahumma inni a'udhubika min zawali ni'matika wa tahawwul afiyatika wa hujj. So this was the Arabic prayer. He said, O Allah, I seek your protection from your good that is removed, and from your punishment, and from all those acts which can displease you. Then you can see how he showed the compassion to an old lady which was near her death, that to bless her with his prayers, how he treated her and how he prayed for her after her death for her forgiveness, and expressed his feelings of compassion. Ibn Shahab reports that Abu Imama told him that there was an old lady fell very ill outside in the precinct of Medina, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to inquire after her, and he said if she has passed away, do not bury her until I had led her the funeral prayer. She died during the night, and they brought her into the Medina town, and they saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asleep, and they did not want to wake him up, so they led the prayer and they buried her in Jannatul Baqi. In the morning they visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired after the lady. They said, Oh, the messenger of Allah, we had buried her because she passed away during the night, and we came to you, we saw you sleep, and we did not think it was right to wake you up. At this, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, take me to her grave. And in the cemetery, the Holy Prophet ﷺ reached there, they showed her grave. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ then led the funeral prayer for that lady again. And in that the funeral prayer, he did 4 takbir. In the other report, it says that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that never do this again in future. Whenever I say that I will lead the funeral prayer, and you tell me, you must tell me. And if someone were to pass away from you, you should anyway tell me. That as long as you do not inform me, how will I come to the funeral? my prayer is a source of mercy for the one who had passed away. And then the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then went to that grave and led the funeral prayer again. Then apparently by mentioning minor piety, he used to remind his followers towards good, and to whatever extent they could attract Allah's mercy and benefit from Allah's mercy, they could. There is a report that Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a man saw a branch lying in the path, and he said, I must remove it so that the Muslims are not hurt. And as a result, he was entered into paradise. Allah did not leave his this small act without reward. So this is how Allah shows compassion to people, and he had promised to reward any little act of good that people do, and Allah does not leave it unpaid. There is another hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that a man was walking a path and he felt very thirsty. He saw a well and he climbed down and drank water. As he came out, he saw a thirsty dog which was licking the ground, and he realized that he was thirsty. He went down the well again and brought the water in his shoe and gave it to Allah, appreciated it and forgiven him. The companion says, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that are we rewarded to serve animals? And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that no act is lost, and whatever good act you do with sincerity, Allah certainly rewards it. There is another report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sit in the company and in gatherings, and the people used to ask questions which he used to reply. Abu Huraira reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed Hasan bin Ali, and Akra bin Hafiz Tamimi was sitting near him. He said, I have 10 children, but I never kissed them. The Holy Prophet looked towards him and said, the one who does not show compassion, mercy, he is not shown mercy. That is, to love children and to train them should also be under a feeling of compassion, and this attracts Allah's compassion. It will gain you Allah's mercy. Abdullah bin Yusr reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as a guest to my father, and we presented him meal which he ate. Then dates were brought to him. He was eating them, and he would forefinger and the next finger he was eating with that. And then he also was given drink, and he first gave it to the one which was sitting on his right. My father said that, please pray for us. And he said, O Allah, whatever sustenance you have given them, bless their food and forgive them and show mercy to them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that his prayer will reform their life, and is also necessary to reform them. And his heart was filled with the gratitude of their service, and it required that they should be given far more reward of whatever service they have done to me, and what else can be to attract Allah's mercy and which is a blessing for them apart from the prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which would be useful to their progeny as well. There is another report that a man visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O the Messenger of Allah, we were ignorant and used to worship idols and used to kill our children. My girl, when he was grown up, whenever I called her, she used to be very happy. Once she followed me and I was walking till I reached the well of my family, which wasn't far off. Then I threw the girl into the well. And the last voice I heard, he said, 'Oh my father, oh my father.' The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shed tears, and his tears were flowing down his cheeks. Whosoever in the gathering of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of them said that you have made the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sad. At which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that do not talk. He is asking me about something which is most important for him." Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Repeat all this story again." So he repeated the whole story again. The tears of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached his beard. And he said to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, said to him, that Allah has overlooked your acts of ignorance. Now you should do good deeds now. He presented the Holy Prophet ﷺ that despite doing such a great, committing such great sins, is there any possibility of Allah's mercy and to share in Allah's compassion? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "That was time of ignorance. Now if you will do good deeds, then Allah's mercy will continue to be showered on you. Allah will create means of his compassion for you. Allah says that those who repent and do good deeds, I will forgive them. And if for future they promise to do good deeds." Then to establish the rights of women, to treat them compassionately and to gain Allah's mercy, the Holy Prophet ﷺ cited an example and said, which is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, he says that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that you should treat women kindly. The woman has been created from the rib, and there is a bow in the rib, and if you would try to straighten it, you will break it. If you will leave it, it will remain bent, and therefore you should always be kind to the women. That for whatever work and duty the woman has been created, and whatever form it has been created, you should be good. And if you will try to straighten the rib, it will break. And for whatever purpose they have been created, so that it can protect the inner heart and other parts. And so similarly, if you want to protect your homes and train the children well and look after them well and bring them up well, then you should take work from women to whichever way it has been created, continuous to find fault with them and to quarrel with them will destroy the peace of your homes, and also it will deprive you of the mercy of God. Therefore it says you should let the woman be as she is, whatever form she has been created. and Allah has created everything for a purpose, and its form is the best for it. In the Holy Quran, Allah says, عَبْدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْعَ. وَعْبَدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْعَ, that you should worship Allah and never hold anyone his associate. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, because idolatry is the greatest evil, and Allah, who has created the universe, He is bringing you up and has provided you all that you had needed, and this demands that you should render thanks to Him for it and kneel to Him so that you can gain His Rahim attribute as well. Otherwise, you will be doing wrong to yourself. To consider others your Lord than God, rather than gaining Allah's Rahim attribute, you are moving away from Him. You are ruining your life hereafter. And Allah says that I will forgive all sins, but I will not forgive the sin of idolatry. As it says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, that Allah will not forgive a sin that you hold and someone associate to Him. And whatever sins there are other than this, whosoever Allah wills, He will forgive him. Therefore, to share in the Rahim attribute of God, you have to give up all kind of idolatry, whether it is obvious or hidden. And you should make your effort. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised his followers that they should protect themselves from Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal reports that I was riding a donkey. The Holy Prophet has passed near me, and he said, O Muaz, do you know what is the right of Allah on his servants and what is the right of his servants on Allah? I submitted, Allah and his messenger knows best. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the right of Allah on His servant is to that they should worship Him, and they should not hold anyone His associate. And the Allah's right on servant is that when they have done these acts, He should not let them suffer. But unfortunately, that these days a large majority of the Muslims are involved in hidden idolatry. Those who are looking after the saints, or they are peers, or they go to their tombs and they pray to them, and they think they are a means of their salvation. Those who visit these graves, that they always, those saints were always teaching unity of God, and they go to their tombs and commit idolatry. So to attract Allah's Rahim attribute, to save yourself from torments, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you must save yourself from all kind of idolatry. And each of us, every Ahmadi, has the duty that they should always do jihad against this. Sometimes Ahmadis do develop this. They also go towards talisman and other things which have no basis. Therefore, you must always save yourself from these things. Now, I will put before you some incident in the life of the Holy Prophet, Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that how his heart was filled with kindness for people in the footstep of his Lord and Master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. and acting upon his example. What examples did Promised Messiah show? Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that Promised Messiah came after a walk, and many people had gathered. One was a beggar among them. He made a call, but the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of the rush of the people, did not hear him. When he went in, he realized that somebody had was begging. So he came out and said, and inquired after him, and the people said that the man has left. And the Holy Promised Messiah then asked them to search for him, but the man came back, and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out and fulfilled his need. And he said, I was very restless and I was praying that the beggar should come back so that I could fulfill his need. Then Hazrat Mian Bashir Ahmad Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, has also mentioned another incident that of a girl who had come from Kabul. She had eyesore, and she did not let anybody put the medicine. And once his mother went to the doctor, and she ran back, and she said, I would like to see Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And she was crying as she told the Promised Messiah, that the girl was crying and said, please blow a prayer on my eyes. And the Holy Promised Messiah, as he saw, his eyes were in pain and were red, and he put a little spit on his finger and put it on the eyes and said, my dear girl, you can now go, you will never suffer this again. So at all time, whether for everyone, whether the young, old, it was under his feeling of mercy, he used to pray and also try to remove their suffering. Hazrat Mir Muhammad Ishaq Sahib was very ill when he was young, and Promised Messiah prayed for him, and he heard Salamun Qawlum Min Rabbir Rahim. He received this revelation that Allah has accepted your prayer, and Allah gives the glad tidings of health for him, and the Mir Sahib had recovered. Whereas there are incidents of his acceptance of prayer, but when he used to pray under his deep feeling of mercy, it also points to it. Hazrat Hakim Mufti Fazlur Rahman Sahib reports that in 1907, my second son Abdul Hafiz was born, and there used to be some disease among the mothers who gave birth, and my wife also suffered the same disease, and I rushed and ran to Promised Messiah, and he gave me a medicine and I gave it to her. And then I came back and he gave me another medicine, and third time it happened the same. Promised Messiah says that the worldly means are now exhausted. Now the only weapon that remains is to supplicate in the court of Allah. He says, you can go and I will pray for her. And Promised Messiah had prayed. He said, I will not raise my head from prostration till I will continue to pray until she recovers. He says that I came back and went to sleep, because I did not show need to worry about it, because the Promised Messiah had taken responsibility. When I woke up in the morning, I heard my wife that she had recovered her health and was busy doing her jobs. Likewise, for the compassion and kindness to people, there is another incident. Hazrat Munshi Zainul Abideen Sahib reports that when I got married and I had no children, and if I had any child, it will die young. Once Promised Messiah asked me that this is the problem you suffer. So he said, you could go to Khalifatul Masih first, you should get treatment from her. He said, I won't get his treatment. The Holy Promised Messiah said, would you ask me to treat you? He said, no, I will ask you to supplicate and pray for me. So you can see the compassion of mercy in Promised Messiah. That after Zohar prayer, Promised Messiah says that let's then join to say prayer. He stood outside the door and started praying. And till the Asr Azan, he continued to pray with deep supplications, and his tears were flowing down his beard over his shirt. He said that I was so tired and was taking rest against the wall. He said, why did I bother Promised Messiah that I should not have troubled him even if I have no children? But Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam continued to pray till when he finished the prayer, said Ameen. He said that your prayer has been accepted. Whatever problem your wife is suffering, it is ended, and inshallah the first child which will be born will be a boy. And he said that I had a boy and then other children were also born. So with this feeling of kindness for other, Promised Messiah ignored his own suffering. Promised Messiah says that Allah has taught us for compassion various places. This is the aim of brotherliness in Islam, that you should show mercy to his servant and do not harm anyone with your hand or with your tongue, and continue to work hard for the betterment of mankind. You should treat mankind in such a way as though you are your blood relations, as I treat my children, that the mother treats her children, because some other relations sometimes can be soured, but the mother's relationship is always compassion and love for her children. So Promised Messiah says you should treat mankind as you treat as the mother treats her children. Promised Messiah says that if somebody is pain and I am engaged in prayer, when I hear the noise or their cry, I want to stop my prayer and I wish to show kindness to him and help him. It is against moral values that you should not support someone in their suffering. If you cannot do anything, at least you should pray for them. I say not only for themselves, but I say for others and other followers of other religion, you should do such kindness to them and show such an example of morality as you do with your own relations. May Allah enable us to follow our Lord and Master Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by following his example and following the example of his true servant, that who showed an example by following the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and admonished us, may Allah enable us to act upon it. And for the servant and for the creatures of Allah, we should always have the feelings of compassion and mercy, so that we can continue, we should attract Allah's mercy the most. Ameen. At the end, I want to tell you a sad news. Yesterday in Pakistan, in a village of Mandi Bahauddin, a new Ahmadi who had become an Ahmadi 4 years ago, has been martyred. He was a contact with the Jamaat for 10 or 12 years, but he was enabled to take bath and he showed great steadfastness and perseverance. The village where he lived, there was violent opposition. And the mullahs, they started announcing on the loudspeakers that this plant of Qadianiyat has been planted, you should uproot it, otherwise it will affect the whole village. Then another person has also joined Ahmadiyyat because of his preaching. Then the atmosphere had become worse and there was a great opposition. There was a little storm of violent opposition that we should cut this plant. Yesterday or day before, one unfortunate man, who is a sub-inspector police, he had come home and on a leave, and they were sitting in the shop together with the new convert. He took up the gun and fired him, and he was hit in the tummy and was died, and he also cut him on his after his death, his body in various places with a hatchet. And the other Ahmadi ran away and informed the Jamaat what has happened. His brothers had also boycotted, and he has a widow and 3 girls. He was nearly 46 years old, and the oldest girl is 10 years old. All the children and the whole family had joined Ahmadiyyat. May Allah protect them. And his brothers did not let his widow and children and girls come there, but at least they showed the decency that they gave the body for funeral to the Jamaat. He was greatly courageous man and used to preach a great deal. And by looking at the martyrs of Hmong, that if only God will also let me join those martyrs. So this reminds us of the earlier period of Islam, that in one situation when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was distributing the property, he said, "I have not become Muslim for this property. I wish that I should give my life in the way of Allah, and there should be an arrow should hit my jugular vein." And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that when his is a sincere wish, it will be fulfilled. After a while, he went into a battlefield and an arrow hit his jugular vein and he was martyred. So this man's wish was also true, that Allah had fulfilled it. May Allah raise his spiritual station and treat him with his forgiveness. And may he protect and look after his children, his wife and children. You should also pray for him. After the prayers, we shall inshallah lead the funeral in absentia.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.